Metro Nashville will have more money than ever this year in its affordable housing program called the Barnes Fund. That's because of the sale of Metro's old convention center. But the jump from $1 million to $5 million has officials reevaluating how the money can best be spent. More government incentives for affordable housing, it sounds like a good problem to have. But it could mean that even more developers apply for Barnes Fund grants, says Adrian Bond Harris, the city's senior advisor on affordable housing. With the last application, only 3 of 11 nonprofit developers got money.
It was very competitive, I think it will continue to be. So that's why it's up to the commission to kind of come up with some processes and procedures that will ultimately help.
For now, the Barnes Fund voted to stop taking new applications while it adjusts its rules. It's not an easy decision to slow down. There's a huge demand for affordable housing. And while they've helped fund nearly 100 units, only half have been built and the others delayed. Fund officials say they'll be able to do more good and make sure they're helping the right people by waiting until this summer. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.